a truly inspiring performance for the ages yesterday. Kevin Stefanski was asked about replacing the quarterback. This is the back and forth between Kevin Stefanski and the assembled media yesterday.
Did you think about pulling Deshaun any earlier?
Yeah, I'm always thinking about not putting him in harm's way.
But did you consider a change before that, though?
No. I mean, yeah, obviously in that fourth quarter, you know, we discussed it.
Given the struggles of the offense, how much do you think significant changes are needed?
Yeah, we're not changing quarterbacks. We need to play better. I need to coach better, and that's really what it is.
Okay, I believe that. I really, 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 truly believe that. They ain't changing quarterbacks. You're going to get more of the same, whether we like it or not. And right now, I don't like it. I don't know how you can like it. I don't know. There will be the wars will start with the fans. There will be people who defend the quarterback. There will be people who defend the coach. Listen, this is broken. This is broken. And they've quit on each other. I don't know if it's an offensive thing entirely, if it's a quarterback thing. Like, I questioned and then I immediately went, well, wait a minute. Like, I don't know if the wide receivers like playing in the offense. I mean, we could sit there and talk about playing with the quarterback, fine. I don't even like playing with the offense because I don't think they know what the offense is. I think they knew he was struggling, and they knew he was going to struggle regardless of the injury. They see things differently than we do. They know the ins and the outs and what have yous. And you're making trades for wide receivers that you could possibly make trades for. You're in conversations about every single wide receiver under the sun, for crying out loud. And then you go out there and the offense wasn't broken. You get rid of Alex Van Pelt. Why? Lima, you said it yourself. You believe Kevin Stefanski, and you were told by people Kevin Stefanski didn't want to move on from Alex Van Pelt. They move on from Alex Van Pelt. They bring in Ken Dorsey. Why they bring in Ken Dorsey? Well, clearly to help with Deshaun Watson. Did they need to bring in Ken Dorsey to help with Deshaun Watson? That I'm not necessarily sure. It doesn't seem like it's helping right now. And now I got a guy who's holding on to play calling and it's calling an offense that isn't necessarily his. And an offense that doesn't look like it works. It just doesn't look like it works.
It doesn't work, and there's zero running game.
And there's
right
zero
now.
There's zero belief that it's ever going to work.
And
when is it going to work? It's been 5 weeks. You talk about a preseason, yeah. It's been 5 weeks.
Yeah. Should be.
To do it.
You got rookie quarterbacks throwing for 300 yards in Caleb Williams. You've got a rookie that you saw yesterday look like a poised veteran against your defense.
Right now already, it's October 7th. I'm going from win-loss mode to find evidence mode. That's where I'm at. Find me evidence of why people should stay. Find me evidence that tells me that it's not Deshaun Watson's fault. I don't know if you can. Find me evidence that if you're calling an offense of somebody else's, then let that guy call the offense.
Yeah.
Show everybody. Show them all it's not on you. Like, I'm looking for answers here,
well,
folks.
Well, today's the day where if you called up and you screamed to the heavens that it's Deshaun Watson's fault, you're not going to get an argument from us. If you called today to scream to the heavens that it's Kevin Stefanski's fault, you're not going to get an argument from us. If you called to the heavens to say it's Ken Dorsey's fault, we'd probably say, well, we don't know what Ken Dorsey does, but we wouldn't argue. If you called today to say it was Andrew Berry's fault, we wouldn't argue with you. You can go any which way route you want to go today. Like, I'm not going to get into a big screaming match with you because it all looks broken, like you said, Kenny.
What's the scariest part? I mean, it's all scary. One of the worst parts about it, take your pick, is last week I told you, and I was right, if he continues to play like that, they ain't going to bench him. And I didn't want to turn this into let's steer into chaos. What I hate, and we do this in the draft all the time, we steer to guys. That's why Zach Wilson went number two. He plays well in chaos. Are you trying to make it chaotic on purpose? No one wants chaos. No team wants chaos. And so he plays well in spite of. That's still not going to work out long term. At least I don't think it can work out long term. And holy potatoes, did it not work out yesterday? Where you're playing in chaos and it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And you could see it right there on television. And anybody in the stands, it felt like the walls were closing in on all of them. And they finally were broken. And I don't know when it's going to get better. And so now I got to ask you a question. What do we say to a caller who wants to replace Deshaun Watson with Jameis Winston? Give me a good answer. Why not? Other than the contract, other than what they've invested in him when it comes to picks. Give me a good answer because I have stayed up trying to think of one and I have nothing.
Yeah, obviously he's gonna struggle too behind this offensive line, but at least they'll probably go back under center. So at least the play action game is gonna be back in it. Great. We have audio from Greg Olson about why it is really hard to run the offense they're trying to run out of the shotgun consistently.
Yeah, we'll put the quarterback under center that never likes to be under center. We'll put him under center and see if that works. And this is the reason I'm saying it, is because the fans will be the first ones to want a quarterback replacement. They're always the first ones. It's always fix this, fix this, fix this. That's in Cleveland. That's in everywhere. What do I tell the players when they eventually do it? Players will hold out to the very end. They will. Players and the team will hold out to the very end. So I guarantee there are some people in that locker room driving to work today who in the back of their head might be thinking about it. They're not saying it, and they're not texting it yet to their buddies. It seems like this is going to continue, so it's no if. It's been continuing for 5 weeks. Eventually, the players will get tired of this. And then what do I tell?
Eventually.
Again, the fans always react before the players. The players are used to being in a foxhole and trying to battle out of it. It's part of it's part of what their lives are dedicated to. It's their psyche. So I don't know what to tell a fan right now about making their, other than a bad example and other than a bad reason. These are bad, poor reasons. So I'll tell the fans that, and it's a terrible reason that I don't even agree with. But then what do you tell the players? When the players start asking it, that's when you have to make that change.
Meanwhile, you got fans that are pretty much openly rooting for the quarterback to either play well or get injured, so it takes a decision out of their hands. I saw that yesterday. Like, that's where you're at.
I don't want him to get injured.
That's where you're at right now as far as this team, this fan base that you've made such a risky move to go after this quarterback. And because we're 3 years into it, and it looks like he can't really play football at the level you need him to anymore, I mean, they're rooting for this thing to go south because that's the quickest way to them into the next frontier.
I won't root for personal injury because it's weird, and I'm not going to do that. No. Second of all, I want it proven without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow. An injury would also prove it because then he's not available.
How many more games?
I want to prove it without a shadow.
Shadow of a doubt? How many more games is that?
I think as of right now, it's probably without a shadow of a doubt for about 98% of people. I want a full 100% to everybody, whether it be in the stands, whether it be out in the parking lot, whether it be in the front office. It's got to be proven. That's it, and that's all. We have to be done with this.
You don't think a healthy portion of the individuals in that building that it's already been proven?
I'm sure.
Like,
quietly.
I wonder what the divide is in that locker room. And then the next question is, what is the edict from the front office? What's the edict from Jimmy Haslam? How long does Stefanski have to stay with Deshaun Watson?
Tone, we've been down this road before. There are multiple stages to this. They've had their players-only meeting. The players-only meeting didn't work. Then they looked like on Sunday they were starting to turn on each other. Eventually they will turn on each other. Like him walking off the field in the third quarter, people were really upset. They thought that was the moment. And then it was like, well, you got 12 guys out there in the huddle. You got this thing mixed up. Because again, you can't run an offense because you got two guys that seem to be... So we don't know what offense we're running. It's week 5, by the way. Week 5. Kids, Owen's 5th and 6th grade team can get the plays in on time. For the love of God, you're professionals. And we're missing this. We're mixing this up at this time, at this critical juncture, after we just got a freaking turnover. And we can't do anything with it except for kick a field goal.
Is it bad that I was happy they were kicking the field goal? Because I thought there was no chance the fourth down was going
to
work.
18-point game?
Because that's how...
God. Field goal doesn't help. It didn't help at all.
I'm just laughing at the going. Andrew Siciliano seemed despondent. He's like, they're going to kick the field goal.
Yeah.
I'm like, good, we need points.
No.
There's no other chance.
I agree. So we are looking at the red button right now, folks. I'm not pressing it just yet. I mean, by the way, it's just in a holding pattern that I don't want to do it yet. It doesn't mean that we won't press it. We're looking at the red button now. Is we got guys whose futures are up at stake. They've done a remarkable job for us, and we need to take a good look in the mirror and ask when this football team's going to be competitive again. Because if we can't say it's going to be competitive by the end of this year, which it's not, or next year, which already doesn't look good, we need to make some very, very tough decisions. Very tough decisions. And then I don't know what to do with the quarterback, where if he ain't starting, he ain't going to be no backup. Mm-mm.
Well, he'll just be away from the football team.
Uh-huh. Exactly. So that's it.
Which is, by the way, he was when the Browns were hitting on all cylinders in December last year. He was away from the football team.
Uh-huh. He ain't going to be no backup. So if he stands there on the sidelines and he's got the earpiece in, you better make it the old style Tom Coughlin both headset thing, because there are going to be people yelling at him from the stands. While Jameis goes out and does whatever Jameis can do. If Jameis does well, if Jameis doesn't do well, whatever it might be. That's it. That's it, and that's all. And then they will eat that, and then we will eventually begin the process of building. But we still have November, December. We still have another 2 months left in the season. Two and a half. We haven't even got to the bye week yet. I'm just pointing out what it is. But I can't give you my problem. I can't give you a great answer to say, oh, yeah, you should keep the job. Why should you keep the job, Kenny? Oh, because they paid him a contract. Not a good answer. Well, they gave up three first round. Not a good answer.
Is there any part of you that says, give the ball to Jameis to make sure that it's not Stefanski and Dorsey, that it's not the offense?
Fine, if you want to. If you want to, but that's just for us. That's not. They're trying to win football games. They're not experimenting. I know it's impossible for them to win football games, it seems, right now, but they're still trying.
Do the players think they can win football games with Deshaun Watson?
I think a lot of them are starting to feel that they can't. Just watch their body language. Watch what they're doing. These are the same players that were on this team during their December run last year. What's different? I think we all know that answer.